Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's. Hey, L'Oreal.
Hey, Eva.
Are you flying like a little mermaid today? I like this hair.
You know, we had some interviews today, so I had to make sure we got things right. And, you know, since I've been watching All the Queens, man, I had to step up my look. You know what I mean? I had to step up my look.
You're giving me DJ Dime today?
You know, you get what I'm saying? I had to have my style on point because I knew I was coming to sit down with Madam.
Listen, you stay on point all day long. Now, this week has been kind of crazy. It has been a very heavy media week, a lot going on. And it started off just all wrong. Social media starts comparing our girl Keke Palmer to our other girl Zendaya. Mm-hmm. And Keke, you already know she has something to say. Plus, the one and only T.D. Jakes says that families are in trouble because we are raising up women to be men. We're going to see what he's talking about there. Mm-hmm. And a Flint woman sues a man for $10,000 over, guess what? A bad date.
Oh, that would have to have been a hell of a bad date because that's a lot of money right there. Anyway, should you lie to get a job or does that last woman need to get a job? We don't know. One of the two. Well, we got to see about it because that might cause some problems just like in my DMs, which they always are diving in. So we're going to make sure we put a couple people on blast or shout a couple people out depending on how you feel about the whole situations. Plus, we always have a final question to undress, and you always know it gets interesting, it gets spicy, and this time, this happened.
How do you set yourself up for something like this, and this is the man that you're supposed to be knowing intimately?
She don't like him, and that's probably one of her many boyfriends.
Look, sis.
Listen,
look.
I don't know, but it's going down. So make sure you listen to hear how we undress this mess on the Undressing Room Podcast, brought to you by none other than Macy's.
Speaking of Macy's, Macy's is so dope because it's not just about fashion for them. It's style all around. And style isn't just what you wear. It is in the spaces that you live in also. So whether it's your outdoor space, a patio, or sprawling backyard, Macy's has the recipe to make your ultimate oasis. Striped decor, colorful glassware, outdoor ovens to keep pizza dreams coming. Yes, it's getting real fancy at Macy's these days. All you have to do is go on over for some inspiration to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. That's Macy's.com, own your style, like my girl L'Oreal does.
Like we do. How about like that?
Come on. It's a duo. We do. Duo. You get it.
I love it. I love it. So, you know, with some things going on out there and social media is always starting some mess, Eva. And this time it's between our good girls, Keke Palmer and Zendaya, who we love both of them equally.
Yes.
There's no one over the other, in my opinion.
So you tell me, because you understand street beef. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You are, you know, you can articulate that in a way where everybody can understand. So what is going on with this unnecessary street beef?
Very unnecessary. So apparently people are calling out everyone right now. So Jordan Peele has this new movie, Nope. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't seen it, but listen, it killed the box office.
It killed
Minions. It killed Tom Cruise, Top Gun, Maverick.
This came out over the weekend. Some people are saying this is actually her breakout role, even though I would have to say it was a kill and a beat.
Right. I'm like, breakout. The girl been popping since she was 9.
But I guess this is her and her grown adult actress life now, you know, because she's a whole different. She's a grown woman now. And
she's
really showing those true acting skills. And some people have been sleeping on her for years. Now, one social media user has something to say about it and it went viral. She tweeted, "I'd like someone to do a deep dive into the similarities and differences between Keke Palmer and Zendaya's careers." Now, this may be one of the clearest examples of how colorism plays out in Hollywood. They were both child stars, but their mainstream popularity is very different. Now, she goes on to explain her thoughts. She said, "The reason I chose Zendaya is because she's considered to be mainstream, but also a triple threat. She can act, sing, and dance. She was a child star. The similarities go on. But if Zendaya was darker, I don't know that she would be considered mainstream by their definition. Now, of course, Keke Palmer, who is older than Zendaya, she saw this viral tweet and she responded. She said, "A great example of colorism is to believe I can be compared to anyone. I'm the youngest talk show host ever, the first Black woman to star in her own show on Nickelodeon, and the youngest and first Black Cinderella on Broadway. I'm an incomparable talent, baby. This is Keke Palmer. I've been a leading lady since I was 11. I have over 100 plus credits and currently starring in an original screenplay that's the number one film at the box office. Nope. I've had a blessed career thus far. I couldn't ask for more, but God continues to surprise me." Now, do you think it was a reach for them to even compare Keke and Zendaya or claim colorism at its fault for Keke not being as mainstream as Zendaya?
Absolutely. You know what's so frustrating? And when it comes to colorism, we do it in our community so hard. It comes from us to us. And I understand how our culture has adapted it, considering how we made it to this country and the divisions created so that we, you know, don't thrive as a community. But right. I mean, sis, there is literally no comparison. As an artist, be it an actor, a painter, a rapper, a singer, you choose the kind of projects you want to do.
That's right.
And that's what Keke has done. She has done projects that speaks to her, and so has Zendaya. And I don't think either are to be compared at all. And do you think she would have gotten the job faster at Good Morning America as a host with Michael Strahan if she was light-skinned? Like, what are we saying here? This woman is so accomplished and has done things that no other girl has done, darker or lighter than her. Like, it has no factor. I think it was a reach, and it's a way to continue to divide us. What do you think?
Yeah, and I hate to say that because when I don't even think about them two to compare to be like they're up for the same roles. I don't think that they're anything. Like, I think that they're two talented Black women in their own right. And I hate that we always have to give that division of darker skin, lighter skin. To be honest, I like Keke Palmer better. And as far as her movies and things of that nature, I don't look like, oh, because Zendaya's light skin is why I don't like. It's not like that. It's just the roles, like you said, that she chooses. You got to think about it. Like, Zendaya was in what, Marvel? Is that Marvel? I don't really know the difference between the Marvel universe and the other thing that's kind of like Marvel. But I know she was like in Spider-Man or something
Zendaya
like that.
Zendaya was in Spider-Man. That's right. The Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Right,
yes.
Which is that alone, once you get into those world of films, doesn't matter, Black, white, whoever.
But actor. She also did that project with Kerry Washington's husband as, was it Malcolm X? Malcolm and whatever that project was, which was so Black, so beautiful.
You mean with...
You know what I'm talking about.
You're talking about what you mean with
Kerry Washington. It was a Denzel son. There we go.
Oh, I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah.
There we go. But she also did a
John
project.
John David Washington.
John David, Malcolm and Marie. So it's all about the kind of projects you want to do. Also, Zendaya's doing Euphoria, which is a very artistic, edgy kind of a piece. It's one of those, either you like it or you don't. You know what I mean? It's very in the Game of Thrones, HBO kind of a world.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest watched shows. And that's what I'm saying. The things that Zendaya are choosing is choosing put her more in the mainstream versus what Keke is choosing. That
you can't get any more mainstream than Good Morning America, period.
Stop saying that. That's not acting. That's not acting.
But as general markets, though, when you're just looking at the market of the talent, who's mainstream, who's not mainstream.
I don't think one is bigger than the
other. R&B, but one person is R&B mainstream. And then, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes to Keke is mainstream.
But I hate that I'm even sitting here adding to the conversation of comparison, because like I said, I should have just stuck to what I said in the beginning, that I am a fan of both of them equally. I was so excited to hear that Keke was the star.
Everything Keke do, I go see her independent projects. I go to a screening in Atlanta. When I tell you, Keke Palmer is a talent. She is amazing. And so is Zendaya. We going to sit here like the ladies we are and give both these sisters flowers.
And either, though, sometimes it's about timing. It took for a Nope to really have people reopen their eyes just in case they might have slept a little bit on Kiki. Uh-huh. And now you know not to play about her.
But they sleep on Zendaya until she did Euphoria. I mean, it goes
I
back
slept
and
on
forth.
Her. Like, you I know slept what I mean? On her. I'll add to that. Like, I didn't
Malcolm
think...
and Marie, Spider-Man, and the Spidey.
And I didn't even care for
did.
The other. The Malcolm and Marie wasn't my favorite. I think
she
Euphoria,
that.
She's doing her thing. Like,
she did that too.
Yeah.
McDonald's is not new to chicken, so maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken, they're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You want to know who else did that? T.D. Jakes. Lord have mercy. Y'all know T.D. Jakes. He's the mega church pastor. He went viral recently after a sermon entitled Real Men Pour In. It was posted on his YouTube. Now, he argued that today's women are not applauded for embracing their femininity. He sees women being praised for being too independent. This is what he had to say. Hear his words.
This breaks all sociological order to the culture we're living in now. Because we are raising up women to be men. And you are not applauded for your femininity. You are applauded in the contemporary society by how tough, rough, nasty, mean, aggressive, hateful, possessive you are, and you are climbing the corporate ladder, but we are losing our families. I know you can buy your own car. I know you can buy your own house, but until you create a need that I can pour into, I have no place in your life. So stop coming home bragging to me about how much you don't need me and wonder why I shy away. Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk back to me this morning.
That's sad.
Okay, so you know I'm gonna go. You know I'm gonna go. So I'm gonna give you the rest of this and I'm gonna let you go. So because you know I got something to say. Now, do you think that T.D. Jakes had a point to what he was saying, or do you think he has completely missed the mark?
I feel like T.D. Jakes is living in the 1800s than the 1700s. Now, I feel like he's living in a different time and day and age. I feel like nowadays, the average home can barely afford to feed their kids. Inflation is up. I feel like a woman taking care of responsibility and adding and bringing to her home shouldn't be something that's frowned upon or look like it's making the man feel inferior. And if you do feel that way, then that's because you're not doing enough for your family. Don't blame the woman because she's trying to provide and add to the household and the family. For you to be saying that her going up the corporate ladder is destroying the home, what home if you can't pay for it? If the man don't have enough to, I ring the bell for myself.
You know,
now.
I wanted to ding it like three times already.
Listen, if the man can't even afford the home and need the woman to help with the home, what are you talking about? There's no home. You know what I mean? And being as a unit and as a family, we got to stop doing this. Like, we divide light skin and dark skin. We divide the black woman and the black man. It's always we trying to pin each other against each other. And that's why it's so easy for other races or other people to come in and divide us or to get in between us or get in between our homes. It's because we're always looking for somebody to come in between or a division between us. It shouldn't be the woman or the man could do this. It's a household together. That's your family together. Stop Absolutely. Going against each other or pinning each other. And as a preacher, as a pastor, as somebody that's supposed to be leading the people, I'm disgusted.
Okay, so I thought it was me. Like I said, I didn't hear the beginning of the sermon. I didn't hear what was said after. I did hear this clip, and so I'm taking it for what it says in its context. Now, for starters, we as a people, Black people, women and men, have had to adapt in life. Period. So we are natural adapters. Let's start there. Now, women have had to pull up because of the way the social structure is created in this country. It was created for the man not to be able to be there for the Black family. The woman was then responsible for holding the Black family down. Now, you remember when we finally got voting rights, which was in what, 60?
Last year.
Five,
and then they took 62. Away again.
My mother was born in the 50s, which means when my mother was born, my grandmother couldn't even vote. Right. Now we have a Black woman as our vice president. The times have changed, bruh. So what we were allowed to do in the world has changed. Yeah. Women have decided to pull up. Black women have decided to pull up. And if your need to pour into someone's life only has to do with finances, you need to go find some more to pour into, because there is way more than you could do for me that I could do for myself. And baby, I can do very well for myself. I don't need you to pay my bills. I don't. But I do need a man to be there for me. So if the only way you know how to be there is I paid the bills, your car is paid for, you don't have to work. So I don't want to do that. That doesn't fill me up. And you not hearing what we need as women and trying to tell us what we should accept from men is so frustrating.
Come on. And Eva, what about the women that don't have boyfriends or husbands? So I should just sit around waiting for somebody to come save this damsel in distress and suffer and be broke until I may possibly find that? I might not never find that. Then what?
Ever. You know our little show we like to watch, 90 Day Fiancé. I just started the new season. One of the guys will be the first person in his entire family to get married, means he has a family. And they have generations. No one has gotten married. So if you don't create those men and those women to be independent people and thinkers in this world, considering that y'all not actually creating a household together, then how they gonna take care of themselves?
Exactly.
That is not everybody's trajectory. It's not marriage.
And it's just so frustrating that this is coming from a voice of what's supposed to be a leader of our, you know, our time. And this is what you're preaching. And this is what you're pouring into people.
And I love T.D. Jakes. I love his work. I love his book. I love the way that he has brought the gospel into the secular world.
Right.
But bruh, don't Kim Burrell the situation now.
Doesn't mean he can't be ignorant or wrong at that
part,
or for that matter, because you can preach certain things. That doesn't mean, and that's your beliefs, but you need to take a step back and look into this world that we got going on with $10 bread, loaf of bread, and $7 a gallon gas, okay? Because every man can't afford to pay for that.
And so why isn't the sermon about the man's ego getting in check? Because we have made, as women, allowances for the male ego. The male expects the male to have the ego. And when he doesn't have it, then it's the man law violation, all the reasons why you're not as much of a man. But what about checking that? Because it seems to me that is more of the issue versus my ability to level up and make as much money as you or more.
Period.
Like, why is that a problem? I don't get that.
Well, here's another problem, Eva, with this man. He got a whole problem on his hand because a woman is now suing him for $10,000, 10 grand over a bad date. Now, this woman, her name is Quashante Short. She is suing Richard Jordan for $10,000 for a bad date. Let's hear about this damn date, because this is a little unbelievable to me. Now, it was a legal document. It was filed in 2020. It says that Richard deliberately and intentionally hurt her when he did not show and left her on her mother's birthday, and her mom had just passed away.
Oh,
now, Richard said, this is a damn waste of time, and now she's essentially suing him for a bad date. Check this out.
You don't understand, ma'am. You don't understand.
What are we doing here? Are we done here?
Perjury is a false statement made under oath.
Are we done
here? No, you
don't. Is this a criminal offense or not?
What statement? I don't see anything in the complaint that says he made some false statement under oath.
Because you don't know what happened. You're on the outside looking in. You don't know anything.
But you're the plaintiff. You are the plaintiff.
Are we done here?
You have to your allegations
Are we done here?
No, we're not.
Exactly what perjury means.
No, we're not.
Do not insult my intelligence.
You have to
do not insult my intelligence.
You have to lay your.
Please do not
you have to lay your complaint out. It has. You have to allege this in the complaint. You have
Please do not insult my intelligence.
Quashante done lost her damn mind because that's her arguing with Judge Maribel. Now, this
I know that's not the judge. I know that's counsel.
That was
I know that's
judge.
Not the judge.
That wasn't even the guy, Richard. This was the judge, okay? So they were arguing because she was saying that he committed perjury. She didn't understand that, like, perjury means, like, you got to put your hand on a Bible, like, under oath. Like, you have to, like, say it. So she's like, you're insulting my intelligence. And she was really upset. And they were arguing back and forth about it. But she thought it was a criminal offense. But the judge is like, no, it's not. Well, the judge says claims like this should be handled in a circuit court instead and ordered that it just got moved there. He didn't say she didn't have some sort of a case. It just wasn't the case
for him. It was the wrong court.
So Daily Mail found out that Quashante had a history of filing frivolous lawsuits, including suing the Flint Police Department for $300 million. She has been ordered to pay all fees and expenses for the hearings. Do you think people should be able to sue bad daters for emotional distress? Clearly, this woman has an issue. I actually know somebody like this. My uncle, his ex, she would sue everything and everybody, and she even sued him for child support. Every time he got a raise, she would take him to court again. Some people are just sick like this. What do you think? Should they get their money back if you have, like, a bad date or somebody that wastes your damn time?
Okay, no. I mean, no. These are, at the end of the day, you consensually decided to whatever toxic trait this person you gonna hang out with might have. And so No, the same way you're liable if you're in a car and something happens, and you are liable for what happens in that car also. If you go date somebody and it doesn't end well, you can't sue them. However, I don't think that the legal system should get to the place where it disallows you to sue somebody, which means you can file suit against whoever you want to. As far as the court finding that something that has enough grounds and evidence behind it to actually take it and you have an actual case, that's something else. So sue away if you want to, because all it does is show the kind of person you are. A serial sewer, I mean.
Now, a serial sewer, that's a problem.
A serial sewer?
now, let's look at something in a little bit more, like, serious note, right? Now, say there's a guy that, like, goes around and does this to women, because there are guys that, we talked about love bombing before. Mm-hmm. There are guys that lie to a woman to get them to do stuff, or even, like, how it's the Tinder swindler, remember him? Yeah, so I think in the case of that, it would be a little bit more serious. I wouldn't have any damn time to.
I don't agree.
Nobody for this. But if you are wasting my time and I put some money into it, I want my money back.
I'm just saying.
I wish I could sue one person in particular. I wish I could sue. It's this one guy. He was supposed to give me money for something and only gave me a fraction of the money. I felt like I should be able to sue him. What you think?
Did you work for the money? Did you earn the money? Was there a contract?
The money was promised to me. Like, so I'm going to give you this money. It's in writing, yes. Not a contract, though. But he agreed to give me a certain amount of money and only gave me half of it.
I mean, I think if it's a business transaction, that's one thing.
The business transaction is that you told me you was giving me this money.
No, but as friends, like, if I'm like, yo, L'Oreal, I'm about to cash app you $200 and then I don't do it, you can't sue me for that $200, bro.
If you put in writing,
if I text you, I'm going to give you $200 and I change my mind and be like, you know, I ain't going to send her that.
Nah, ain't no you change.
That's why it's a refund button on the cash app, because you are allowed to change your mind.
But say you talk me into, yo, you really need to get this BMW, not mine because I pay for mine, but I'm just using it as an example. BMW, I'll give you half the money. You should really get this one. And I'm like, yo, it's $10,000 down for the money.
The judge going to say, you should have waited to get that money in your hand, sis.
Money ain't guaranteed unless it's in here.
It ain't guaranteed till it's guaranteed. Now, when he give it to you, he can't sue you back for it.
Nah, I want my other $3,000.
This sounds real specific, Lo.
I'm telling you, if he say he gonna give half, right? I'm gonna give you $5,000, and he only give $2,000. You owe $3,000.
Who owe $3,000?
He do.
No.
You said owe he was 3, giving 5.
You were going to owe 5. You lucky he gave you the 3.
Now, I want to sue somebody. Now that I think about this,
that's why you got a job.
I'm with LaQuasha Quashante.
That's why you have a job. Unlike
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This next story, the question is, should you lie to get a job? Now, a recent social media post went viral over the weekend and provided a resume tip to get a great job. Now, it started with a TikTok of a woman hyping herself up since she got a job and was just completely unqualified for. Listen to this audio.
Bro, I swear to God, if you don't listen to me on nothing else, if y'all don't start lying on these mother resumes, lie on these, they gonna train you anyway. And if they not gonna train you, just ask questions, finesse, finagle something, lie. Even the resume professionals will tell you, add a little bit of spice on there, lie on that. That is exactly a lie. How y'all think I just got this job? Huh? Lie.
I'm not gonna lie. I think that this person is telling the absolute truth, because some people that be in their fields, Eva, I'd be like, how the hell did this person get this job?
So unqualified. Like, so unqualified. So I got two stories. I'll give one story about how I lied, and then I have another story about a friend. I know a friend who decided to lie and take a job only to get to the job and like, I can't do this job.
It was no training on this.
They
job.
Said they could work a machine that they had no clue how to work at all. Got the job. The money was good. The hours seemed good. It seemed perfect because this equipment took a level of expertise that they did not have. And whoever has it should get paid that amount of money.
Yes.
So when they went, they realized job safety was more of an issue. And let them know, like, look, is there another something that I could try to learn to work? Because I can't work this. Now, for myself, I consider it a lie because it wasn't the truth, even though I didn't, like, lie, like, overtly tell the dishonest truth. Mm-hmm. So when I tried out for Top Model, Lord have mercy, I can't believe I'm telling this story. So when I tried out for Top Model, I initially heard about the show and they were casting when I was in college at the local mall, at Lenox Mall. So I went to the mall, but the line was crazy and me and my homegirl were in the line and I realized it was about to be time for me to go to my work job. So I had to get out the line and they never saw me. So we looked up online and find out the next time they were casting. So they was casting in Memphis. So we drove down to Memphis. I didn't realize that was a callback audition. So like I wasn't supposed to like walk up in there. It was only for the callbacks, but they put it online and I didn't know what a callback was at the time. I was in college. So I went, I'm sitting there. I got my number on and the lady was like, where's the first city we saw you in? And I realized then like, oh, so I think that callback thing means, oh, and I said, you know, I saw y'all in Atlanta. Like, I didn't. I mean, I saw them in Atlanta.
You made it up.
But they didn't see me in Atlanta. Like, I saw the line. I was going to see them at some point. But I said, I saw them in Atlanta. And I got through and I ended up on the show. So sometimes you lie. Omission of the truth. I'm just saying this.
So sometimes faking it till you make it is good. I mean, I got a job at a place doing the same thing, but sometimes the job will lie to you and they'll be like, yo, this is what we need you to do. And then you get there and it'll be a telemarketer. So one time that happened to me, they was like, yo, would you love to work with, do you love sports? Do you love this? And I'm like, I think I could do this. I like sports.
Yeah, yeah.
They had me going door to door selling tickets to the baseball game. I was like, nah, I quit after my first day. I worked one day. I was like, this is murder. What?
No. See, that's quick karma. That's a real fast karma. But it's not
fair because they tricked me. Like, that's not you. I'm supposed to be tricking them.
Aha. Now, that's the real gotcha.
They got me for real.
Yes. If you didn't know, you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Go ahead and check out our personal Macy's shopping page at Macy's.com/TheUndressingRoom. Now, L'Oreal, I saw you over the weekend, sis. You was looking thicker than a snicker. You was looking like a whole meal, not a snack. I'm going to need to know who is in your DM.
Oh, my God. My DMs are a little bit ridiculous
and
this week.
I do know that there are more than one side to a DM. There's like the general side and a primary. I learned that like this week. So
oh
I want to
look
through that whole DM.
Those are the messiest. I grabbed this one from the other side of the game. It says, hey, you look good as hell. I'll put a baby in you. No cap.
Oh, that's the good
that
one.
That was easy. That was just how they said it. Somebody else, L'Oreal, I had no idea you were this fine. Like, ma'am, I knew by the sound of your voice that you were going to be kind of pretty, but damn, you're actually fine. They even said, I thought you looked like, and they said somebody. I ain't going to say
Don't say.
You know who it is.
Don't say. We ain't gonna
they was like, oh, my God,
moment.
I thought you looked like her, but instead. Anyway, I also, now this one is a little unique because they didn't slide in the DM. They actually slid in my email, my booking email, and okay. My manager actually forwarded this to me. I thought it was hilarious. This is actually a little creepy as well. Hey, L'Oreal, huge fan of the content. I think you are incredibly attractive, and I just wanted to know if you do private bookings. If so, what would be your rate to spend a weekend in the Bahamas? Your accommodation and travel will be taken care of, along with your booking fee. If you are interested, I am willing to submit any information regarding a background check. And if not, I sincerely apologize for the proposition. Looking forward to hearing from you.
You will not be hearing from her at all.
And it's prostitute.
It's giving, what is your IP, sir?
What?
What is L'Oreal, I'm a little bit older than you. I've been in this business for 19 years. What is a private booking?
You know what a damn private booking is. He said he apologized. I guess he doesn't think that. He's just trying to test the water.
No, a whore was the W-H-O-R. That's like, that's, you know.
He's trying to test the waters to make sure I am or ain't. Oh,
no, no. And I'm not Magic Don Juan. And this is, no, we not, no, sir, no.
Can you believe the boldness of these people? Like, what would make you even think?
My favorite from today is the baby in your belly.
Yeah, he's like literally just came out and said he's going to give me a baby. No cap.
Well, obviously no cap if the baby going straight.
I do want to shout out to the couple of nice, sweet guys that have been in the DM. I'll read this last one really quick. I say that hasn't been said to you or that you haven't heard before? All I can say is you're just perfect, flawless, beautiful, personified poetry in motion. I can drink your bath water. That's when he got creepy.
Petro, that's gas, baby. Come
but
on,
why
man.
Do you got to drink the bath water at the end? That's when it's like,
I mean, the bath water is equivalent to that string of spaghetti and you on one end and he on the other. Y'all like.
No, it's only equivalent if the spaghetti goes up in my mouth, I spit it out and then he then eats it. All right, now let's just skip all this. If you want to slide into my DM at Starring L'Oreal, StarringL'Oreal, and we can embarrass you too.
Please, not embarrassed, because obviously I support all the good ones. So please slide through with some nice poetry, like you just said, my girl, poetry in motion. What is not poetic is the final question to undress.
Uh-oh.
Now, this is a little bit disturbing. I hit our producer up earlier this week. Like, what is going on here?
Okay.
A young woman goes off on her man in front of her friends at her birthday dinner. Listen
to this.
Birthday, like, you really just should have paid for all of our food.
For one, I'm not paying for everybody's food. It's your birthday, cool, but
friends.
I'm not doing that. It's 18.
Why don't you got to pay for all y'all food, though?
You brought 18 friends. I'm going to leave you. You staying here with them or you coming with me?
Nobody wants a broke.
Yes, I'm sure no female wants a broke. But however, a financially wise one is a different story. How you get mad at a man because he doesn't want to pay for your 18 friends, bro? But yo, look, listen, a lot of people gonna hate me for this anyway, but here's where he's wrong. He should have never had a shorty like that in the first place. If you a man who's serious about his finances, you need to find a shorty who's serious about hers. A shorty with her mindset right, who's actually about her bag, would never put her in a situation like that. Don't shoot the messenger.
He said everything I wanted to say.
I mean, it is what it is. She's broke. If she thinks that he's supposed to pay for them 18 friends, you pay for your 18 friends. You wanted them here. I will say, I've had birthday dinners where I definitely had a guy that I was dating pay for a lot of people, right?
But
I never asked him.
Okay.
I never asked him to do it. It was a milestone birthday.
Okay.
And on top of that, this was one of his presents to me.
Thank you.
Was to do the birthday dinner. It was a birthday birthday party for me. And he paid for probably more than 18 people to eat Philippe's. We all had champagne. Everything was good. But this was all his decision. I would never bring and invite 18 people and expect anybody to pay for 18 of anybody.
Where
That's
is
ridiculous.
The bail? I need the bail. I want to ding everything you said. Like every single thing you said. He wanted to give you a birthday dinner. So he was happy to pay. You knew that. You wouldn't put him in that position or your friends in that position or yourself in that position on the day of your birthday. So
I'm not paying for 18 people. Come on,
and
girl.
You
please.
Knew, sis, what kind of man you already had. You knew what the bag looked like because it shouldn't even be a question why y'all are outside of the restaurant now. I don't know if they have already eaten or they're about to go in to eat, but how do you set yourself up for something like this? And this is the man that you're supposed to be knowing intimately. Like,
she don't like him. She don't like him. And that's probably one of her many boyfriends. And he's just the one. That's the only way I could take that. Because if that's somebody you love and care about, one, you would never try to embarrass them in front of your friends, let alone a camera, let alone getting mad, calling them names like that. That is the little... She... Beyond disrespected this
beyond
man.
To the and point where his homeboy herself. Has to say something.
She disrespected herself. Let's be clear, because she looks like the clown, not him.
She looks horrible, and this is a prime example of don't let social media be your teachers, young ladies, and have an actual grown woman with a thought behind her brain and pretty face that's inciting you and pouring into your life. Because whoever has told this little girl that was this man's job, first of all, I'm not gonna let my man randomly pay for 18 people. So if it wasn't a set up situation, then it would be no question anyway. What kind of friends do you have that came out to celebrate with you on your birthday? Because my friends, I know my good sis L'Oreal pulls out her wallet every time. No matter who we with.
Imagine, and it's your birthday at that. You should come expecting to pay for you, the birthday person, and a little extra just
and
in case somebody ain't paid.
And a little homegirl who don't have it. Always a homegirl that don't have it. You piece up for her too, because her food ended up being $112.
And she only came out with $89.
That part. So, I mean, I think that she's wrong, and I wonder what age she's turning, but I'm sure it's still a very young age, because there's no way she would put her man in that predicament. And old boy, who kind of summed it up at the end, he was spot on. No woman wants to be around a guy who is not living to his potential. But by the same token, a financially responsible man is who you want to marry and be the father of your kids. So, sis, stop playing with yourself and build a better foundation. I'm just saying. That's my advice.
She's a little ass girl and she deserves nothing, okay? You deserve to leave her and embarrass her just like she embarrassed herself on the internet. You're listening to the Undress and Run podcast presented by Macy's. Log on to theundressandrunpod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page. And Eva, if they got like a final question for us to undress, what can they do?
All you got to do is follow us on Instagram at The Undressing Room Podcast and do like they do in L'Oreal's DMs. DM us for your chance to be featured. Like L'Oreal said, it's The Undressing Room Podcast. If you haven't listened to some of the earlier episodes, do yourself a favor and click on up to some of the older episodes get into it, because, you know, we undress it all. See y'all next week.
Bye.
The Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production, hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Cope Tyner. Associated producer, Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani. Michelle Marino and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Stiers, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.